That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's show is brought to you by HelloFresh. Visit HelloFresh.com and use the promo code
IDGI30
to save $30 off your first week of deliveries.
I don't get it.
Podcast.
Guess what?
It's Christmas!
And Ashley's back!
Yay!
Yeah!
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
We're so annoying.
Happy holidays.
That's a good place to start. Favorite Christmas song, go.
Well, that's the whole Instant Christmas album. Oh, it's so, so good.
Do you guys have a favorite Christmas song of all time?
Yeah, probably off that album. It's probably...
Mary, Did You Know by Clay Aiken.
Oh, wait, Lauren.
It would be an American Idol, wow. Lauren.
That one's amazing. Should we give everybody a little taste of
it? No, I don't want to hear Clay Aiken.
I'll sing it. You don't need that.
Okay, fine.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy...
Lauren, I can't. Lauren, what's the one that we were singing at your house over Thanksgiving? Like, we kept singing it together. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Christmas song?
Yeah, it's a Christmas song.
My favorite is whatever one Joey Fatone goes, I'm so glad that you came my way. From a million stars, here you are. Girl, I swear your love is mine.
I don't know
somehow
that one.
I knew that you were made for me. And I can't believe that my wish came true. I never let you go, baby. Anyway, that's my favorite Christmas song of all time. So you guys go look up that one on the Instant Christmas CD. I think it's celebrating like over 20 years of life.
It's crazy. I was driving today and obviously Mariah Carey's song came on. And I remember like being obsessed with that song literally in high school. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
But it came out in 91.
No, I know. But I was obsessed in high school when people had ringtones on their phones. Because I remember that was the moment where I was like, this is the best Christmas song ever.
But what's really interesting about that song is I think... You know, it came out in the early 90s, and yet I think it had a total resurgence.
It did.
In the 2000s.
It definitely did.
Nobody played it the way that we play it now.
I also agree. Like, the lyrics are so true.
I know.
So true.
Yeah,
like, all I want for Christmas is my baby.
I know. Right? It's 100%.
It's my baby.
It's, nothing's ever been more accurate than that song. Also,
it's the catchiest song of life. How much money does she make? Like, that's how you get rich. You come out with a Christmas song that no one gets sick of because they don't play it all year long. They just play it for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And they'll play it probably for another 100 years.
For 100 years.
Do you guys
years.
Remember the Britney Spears song?
Christmas Eve, I just can't sleep. I'll be wrong for That's taking like a peek.
Britney, no.
Because I heard that you're coming to town. Santa, can you hear me?
That was really good, guys.
That one's really amazing. And then there's the good old classic ones, like Bon Jovi. What's the Bon Jovi song?
Bells will be ringing.
Yes, that one's good.
Silent night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
I'm getting so cringy. See, I'm just picturing people listening to this on the subway like, walking like, shut the fuck up.
I know. Yeah, but they're all going to be like, those are the best Christmas songs.
Yeah, I agree. Do you guys wake up super early on Christmas morning and you're like,
we used
presents
to.
Still?
No, not
yeah,
anymore.
I mean, when we were
I
children.
Think it's been like a decade past that, but still it lasted a while. Like, even when we were sleeping until noon as, like, college kids, we would kind of wake up at, like, 9.
Yeah.
Right?
We would wake up at
and
nine.
You guys open
and I would go downstairs. Because every year my mom would be like, you know, you couldn't get as much as last year. So, like, don't be sad when you wake up and there's not as much.
Our parents did this
every single year. And really? I believed them every single year. Too. So I'd go down at 3 a.m. I would check to make sure there was just as many presents as the year before.
But really, there wasn't usually, because there got to be a certain point where we caught on. So then she put out, like, half at midnight the night before.
And then when we were like, oh, it's fine, Mama. It's fine. And then she's like, just kidding. More.
And she literally put like 1,000 black bags
Your
down.
Your mom would do that. She's the best.
We should say that, like, my mom didn't have much of a Christmas when she was younger.
When she was,
like,
growing up.
She literally bought, like, socks, you know?
What are those? Jackson
balls.
Pickup sticks, you know? So, like, she got one thing of Jack's that year, and she was like, I was so happy I got those Jacks. I was like, aw. Okay, so now.
So then our aunt and my mom just, like, have gone totally overboard.
I love your aunt.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We celebrate the night before, but we only open one present the night before, and we call it Noche Buena. But it's like the best, because we have like a huge it's like a party that literally goes on to like 3 a.m. And then we open one present, and then everyone goes home and then wakes up the next day.
Are the presents like already under the tree?
Already under the tree. Everything's already under the tree.
Do they, like, your parents will wrap them and then put them on a tree, or they'll all come at night?
So my parents just wrap them and then put them on their tree as they get them.
Okay,
so
I think that's traditional. Our mom, like, literally thinks she's Santa Claus who delivers overnight.
Guys, that's really sweet. I love that. But I wanted to share with you guys, it's so fucking gross. I remember hating Noche Buena because Dominicans, like, roast a whole pig.
No.
Did I tell you guys about this?
No.
And this is why I hate pork. I could eat bacon. They roast like a pig. And I remember being little and seeing like the pig's face, like the actual pig's face with like an apple in its mouth. And it's, it really
I wouldn't want
it.
I really wouldn't want to eat that either.
Anyways.
How do you make that in the yard?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like in the backyard, just like, you know, turning over a fire.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like
that's
archaic.
Really obnoxious. That's very big fat Greek wedding of you.
Yes. It's called so it's called like lechon or something. I don't know. But it's like
the present you would open, would it be like,
so it's always like a small one.
Were you like, I know what it is because I've been shaking it for 14 months?
Yeah. Or, it's normally like a gift card and like the whole family's over, so it's like really your time to like give presents to like your family members, like the dumb gifts, and then in the morning you open the big one.
Isn't it funny how, like, at a certain age, you go from just wanting toys and nothing else to, like, wanting clothes and nothing else.
Then money and nothing else.
Yeah. And then you're like, okay, Mom, I don't need you picking out my clothes anymore. Now money.
You guys, I remember being little, and my mom one time got me socks. And just like the peanut butter and jelly story, I like screamed and started crying. There were so many Christmases where I would scream and I'm like, you don't know me. Like, I'm your daughter. They were purple. They were purple socks. And I'm like, Mom, I hate the color purple. You don't know who I am. I would literally
cry. She was like,
cry.
You're a bitch.
I was such a bitch. I hate my younger self, even though I was so happy those years. And then now I open up a pair of socks and I'm like, yes, Mom, thank you. I don't want to spend money on socks. Socks are great.
That's true.
Socks are great. And I love socks.
It's like, Mom, can you just buy me tampons?
But didn't you guys hate socks?
Can you buy me tampons? That's practical as you can get.
CVS
gonna save me money in my real life.
I know.
That's hysterical.
Wait, did you guys ever get socks when you were little though?
No.
We would get like, you know, like cute socks, like, but not like, you know, like tube socks.
It was such
like
a Jackie Perez staple. I hated them.
Lauren used to be such a bitch on Christmas. Like, when she opens her gifts, even now, she'll be like, Mom, why the fuck did you get me this? Like,
The one time I'm really
you're
mean.
A little bitch. Yeah. And I'm like, Lauren, like, you're breaking my heart. And like, Lauren always makes me want to cry on Christmas, which probably doesn't say much, because she's like so inconsiderate to like what Mom was thinking when she purchased that.
It's because every time
you'd
I
rather
say,
have money,
don't buy me anything. And then I'm like, well, this is a disgusting backpack that you should have not bought, and give me the $300.
I tell your mom not to get that back.
Yes. Yeah. See?
All right. Well, I've been using my backpack for a solid year, like every single week.
Yeah. And you look like a goddamn turtle.
I hate the backpacks.
My turtle looks cool. I like my classic backpack.
backpack.
I hate your backpack.
Okay, shut the fuck up, guys. No, we already had this where I wanted to scream and cry at you guys last year, so I'm not going to bring up the backpack situation again.
Yeah, that was a big debacle.
The most Lauren has ever reacted to a gift on Christmas, I'll remember for the rest of my life. So we went through all the gifts, and there were so many, and she's such another bitchy thing Lauren does. She actually gets tired of opening gifts.
Lauren, she, like, what? Needs to, like, that is so
she's like, I need a break. I'm tired of it now.
That is, wow.
Wow, we're going to get so much, you're going to get so much flack.
Even like, I am surprised
look,
by this.
I don't get tired anymore of opening gifts. My mom's buys a lot of gifts.
That is the biggest first world problem I've ever heard.
Oh my God, yeah. So anyway, we had finally got down to it all. And Lauren, the entire family does this thing where we have to, like, take turns opening. Like, we can't just all open at the
same
time.
Same.
And, like, then we'll, like, throw them at mom and dad, and then they open, then we open, or whatever.
Yeah.
So Lauren got down to her last gift, and it wasn't this leather jacket that she wanted with, like, an eagle emblem on the back, right?
It was or wasn't?
It was not.
It was not. Got it. So it was her last gift, and she really wanted a leather jacket with the eagle on it.
Yeah. That's all she wanted. That was, like, her biggest ask. And then I opened my last gift, you know, labeled Ashley, and it was the leather jacket with an eagle on it. And my mom had mislabeled it, and then Lauren started sobbing happy tears. She
didn't think I was going to get it.
She broke down, and we have a picture of it. Her face is just, like, beat red, and she's just, like, her eyes are
puffy. It was happy tears.
Yeah, I was very happy.
How old are you?
I was 16.
Oh, my God.
It was
the best.
It was a cool leather jacket, bro.
It was cool. Like, I would like to have
it. It was, like, really expensive.
Where is it? You don't have it anymore?
It's at home. I have it.
You
have it?
Yeah. You should bring that out.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of you guys. It's totally cry-worthy.
It's totally cry-worthy.
It's so funny, like, the act of opening presents. Like, it's like, because everyone these days, like, your parents and your friends are like, what do you want for Christmas? And then you tell them. So it's like, I feel like it's so lame. No one's surprised anymore. And you have to, do you guys act surprised? Sometimes I do that. And then I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm like, oh, I wonder what it is.
I knew this was here. And then thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I go, thanks, Mom. Like, all surprised. And in my head, I'm like, why am I doing this? It's like faking an orgasm. I asked for this for Christmas. I already know that they're getting this from me.
I just think that no one should exchange any presents. Everyone keeps their own money and buys whatever they want for themselves. That's my Christmas.
I mean, it really does make sense like that. I mean, for me, I think, like, when it comes to, like, gifts that you need to give, like, work people or, like, people who've really done something for you throughout the year, that's when you, like, give them a gift.
Right.
Like, friend exchange. I don't know. How many of you guys listening do, like, real friend exchange gifts if you're in your 20s?
Right. I think people do, like, white elephant parties now. Like, they have parties and you get, like, one gift.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I don't get my friend's Christmas presents.
No, I mean, like, I was thinking about putting you on the list.
Really?
And I was like,
no, you don't have to.
I should get Naz something.
No, you shouldn't.
No, I should.
No, because, okay. Because
then she got to get you one.
I'm so happy you brought this up. So Dana, my neighbor, you guys know Dana, she came over yesterday and it was just her birthday. You know this. So I got her a gift. She comes over yesterday and brings me a present. She goes, I saw this in Nordstrom Rack and got me pajamas. You guys know I love like long sleeve pattern pajamas. That's like my fucking jam. Kourtney Kardashian wannabe. So I was so happy and I'm so excited. But now I feel like I have to get her something for Hanukkah.
Well, you do.
But
well,
I didn't want
to. You have to do that.
I know. And you know what? She deserves it. She's the best. But, like, I really, you know what? After this, I'm going to go out and get her something.
Gotta get her something.
What we do is, like, give each other things throughout the year, you know?
Who, you and I?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, you bought me Taco Bell
dinner and all those weird things, you know?
Yeah. Are you going to get me something or no?
Well, if we find something that speaks to us.
Well, I need to know.
I love buying you gifts. Like, you are the most
you're also
fun
very easy to shop
gift
for.
Give. Like, that Larry David birthday present made me so joyful.
That was, like, I think one of the best presents I've ever gotten ever.
Tell them what they
because,
get.
Okay, so you guys know I'm obsessed with Larry David. I still need to share my story. Long story short, Larry David ended up driving me to my car.
So
we
weird.
Ended up becoming that good of, like, hitting it off that much. Anyway, so on my birthday,
after an actual stalking maneuver, like, she's actually waiting outside a restaurant for him.
I know. It was, I'll tell it one day, guys, I promise. Anyway, so Ashley and Lauren got me these coasters with Larry's face on it, and it says, "Do you respect wood?" And all of you guys that watch Curb are hysterically laughing right now, and that's obviously one of my favorite episodes because Larry gets mad at people that don't use coasters and respect what actually Eileen did, and he technically whatever. Anyways, so and then she also got me the candle. You guys know those like worshiping Jesus candles with Larry's face on it, and it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. So anyway, I love personalizing gifts.
Well, and now I have to get you guys Christmas presents.
I don't know. We probably should.
Yeah.
Only get like guys' presents and then they never get me anything.
So what would that's so true. Now, what would you get your boyfriend?
What are you getting him?
You're not going to get him anything.
Not getting him anything. But if I were to get him something, I'd get him like this South Park shirt that I think would be perfect for him. That's all.
Ashley, do you guys exchange gifts?
Lauren and I?
Yeah.
Not really. Sometimes I'll like,
isn't that kind of weird that you would get me something and not Lauren?
Well, Lauren, did I get you something last year?
Yeah, I think something.
I think I did. Oh, I got you all the prayer candles. This is like my go-to. Yeah. Okay. I got her a set of prayer candles. They're all funny.
Kylie, Justin Bieber, Harry, and Leo.
They really are the best gifts. Lauren, do you get Ashley anything?
No, I've never had money before.
If you could get Ashley something for Christmas this year, what would you get her?
A new backpack.
All right, we'll end the podcast there.
No, I don't know. I have no idea what I'd get you.
You know what I get you, Lauren? I give you money.
Thank you. And I would give you...
Okay.
I don't know.
I know what I would get, Ashley.
What?
So I would get you like something signed by Leo on like eBay.
Well, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, that's really good.
What am I going to fucking get you?
Something with like something personalized on it.
Computer case would be nice for me, actually.
Yeah.
This is shocking, you guys, but it's been about a year since we first started talking to you about BioClarity. And this is the time, the start of the new year, where it is the best idea to pick up a healthy habit, like finding the right skin routine for you and taking care of your skin in order to boost your confidence. It's boosted my confidence over the past year. My skin is clean and not only clear, but calm and soothed. And it's just not flaky and irritated, which is something I'd struggled with for years. BioClarity doesn't use any harsh chemicals. It delivers glowing clear skin by reducing redness and boosting your natural beauty. Start your new year with a healthy habit and get glowing clear skin. Go to bioclarity.com. Our listeners are going to get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you need to enter our code, which is GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. That is bioclarity.com and our code GETIT. We highly recommend it here. Try it out. Let us know how you like it and gift it to someone else in your life. All right. Back shoe, jingle, jingle all the way.
And let's talk about rapping because I don't get that shit.
You guys.
I do not get rapping.
Guys, I do not get rapping. I'm not good at it. Like, I'm not good at it. I'm so, throw it in the bag. Just throw it in the bag and buy some tissue.
I appreciate the act of opening. Like, I like to unwrap, but I can't rap and I never have been able to. It's so embarrassing.
I like rapping.
Yeah, Lauren's pretty good at it.
Lauren,
that's not a skill of mine.
That's crazy because I feel like you're so impatient.
Yeah.
It should take so much time. And
I'm either like the most patient person or the most impatient
absolutely.
Person.
She
the
is.
Same exact time.
That's 100% true. You have no in between.
What I hate is like when when you guys roll it out and you have to literally in your head estimate like a fucking Einstein genius.
Yeah, it's like a geometry project.
How much
project.
You're going to need. It's like, I need a protractor for this shit. And then obviously I always come up short and then I cut another part of like the wrapping paper and tape it over the spot that I didn't get. It's
you
really
obviously can like, this is so dumb. You obviously can like, you know, measure.
I know. It just never looks good it never looks good.
I agree with you.
As long as it's like, I don't understand when mom used to be like, put your finger here. Like, I don't know.
Like,
what the hell do you do with my
finger to make a bow? I can do without a finger. As long as it's a perfect square box.
Do you remember that one time that dad, like, they ran out of, dad put, like, he wrapped it in a sack.
He used pillowcases.
Oh, there was a pillowcase here.
And then wire.
Wait, what did your dad use?
Why was that? Why was that? He didn't know how to... Mom wasn't there to wrap the presents for him or something, so he put them in pillowcases.
Oh, Dad, that's so
cute.
Can
we talk about dads getting gifts?
Yes, yeah. What does your dad get
Dad
you?
Doesn't like getting gifts.
Do you guys get gifts for your dad?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, I always get my dad something cool, and then he's like, why'd you get me anything? Yeah. And I'm like... And I always feel bad for the dads that don't get anything. I feel like dads, like, Christmas isn't for them.
Mm. Well, my dad, he gets irritated. He's like, why'd you get me this? Then they'll be like, my mom spoils him too.
And he's like, oh, you know, you know, I teach, you know, it's all their, right. their, it's their joint money, right?
Right. So, right. I know. It's so like, I didn't actually need you to spend money on this.
My dad gets overloaded with Giants gifts because my mom has no idea what else to get him. So she just gets him all the Giants merch in the world.
Yeah. That's always like a solid for guys, I feel like, just like sports team merch. Mm-hmm. What are your guys' favorite Christmas movies?
The Holiday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think is
The Holiday is the best.
The Holiday is the best Christmas movie of all time.
It's not even, you don't even need to watch it during the holidays.
No, but it feels even better at that time.
It feels even better at that time.
Oddly, Home Alone is like not even like you can watch it any time of year, but it's become a Christmas movie because of the setting.
Yeah.
Right.
And that gives me very Christmassy feels.
Mm-hmm. I love Tim Allen as
Tim Allen, one and two.
He's just like, not will three. Always be Santa Claus for me.
Three's not bad though.
Guys, I read this meme today that had me laughing, and it was like, do you ever notice that like when Santa lands on like someone's roof in a movie, he never goes to the place next door? He just
He just flies off.
Presents and then flies off.
That is so funny.
It's so funny. Christmas movies are so, I just love Christmas movies.
So then there's Elf, which obviously, you know, it's Elf. Everybody's got to watch it once. And it's actually probably funny every single time you watch it.
Lauren and I were talking about how she doesn't like The Grinch, and The Grinch is literally one of my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, because I think it's so quotable when he's like, am I eating because I'm bored? And I'm like, yes, you are eating because you're bored.
Oh, that's funny. Maybe I would need to appreciate more as an adult.
I watched it again the other day. I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then she says all these funny lines. I'm like, maybe if I took the time to listen to what he was saying.
Yeah, you guys need to listen to it. There's so many good quotes in there. But also, that just reminded me about like all the food that revolves around Christmas that I don't get, like fucking fruitcakes.
Oh, I don't understand. I never had a fruitcake until last year because my mom was like, don't touch the fruitcake. It's disgusting all the time. So then last year I was like, I'm going to have a bite. I'm like, it's just fruit and cake can't be that bad, right? Yeah. And it was horrifying.
It's gross. And you know what grosses me out? When I'm in line at CVS and you see all those, like, you know, boxes. The big yellow boxes.
They're big red boxes.
Or yellow ones.
Who likes them?
Yeah. Who eats them? What is the point of a fruitcake?
I don't know. What about eggnog? Do you drink your eggnog?
Okay, so we have a Spanish version, of course, called Coquito, which is eggnog with, like, a shit ton of rum in it. Oh, which is so really good. Okay. But I've never had like regular eggnog.
I've never had
I don't
it
think
either.
I would ever even crave that.
I've never really had it, no. I've had like a sip, and I don't think that it's something that you want to drink a lot of, more than a couple sips, right?
I don't. What is an eggnog? Do you guys know?
Is it raw egg?
Is it?
It cannot be raw egg, you guys.
Is eggnog raw egg?
I'm looking it up.
Other foods that I hate that revolve around Christmas. Have you guys ever had figgy pudding?
Mm-mm. No.
You know that song? And we'll make some figgy pudding. Da, na, 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 na. I don't know.
No.
Figgy pudding's gross. I'm not really into, like, the food that Christmas... I'm not really into Christmas food.
We don't have a big Christmas dinner either.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You don't?
No. We, like, go out to dinner on Christmas.
Okay. Capital Grill.
Usually Capital Grill's not open.
Hopefully not. Okay, so what's in egg yolks is... egg yolks. What's in eggnog is 4 egg yolks... 1 cup of sugar, 1 pint of whole milk, 1 cup of heavy cream, 3 ounces of bourbon, and nutmeg.
So it is raw egg.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
Very Gaston-like.
Very. I was going to say the exact same thing.
That's funny you guys leave for Christmas. The only time we would leave the house on Christmas is if we go watch a movie.
Yeah, we go see a movie usually, and then we go to dinner from the movie.
Did I tell you guys my Wolf of Wall Street story?
You saw it on Christmas?
Oh, my God. So for those of you that don't know, my parents are extremely Catholic. Like, literally named me Nazareth after Jesus Christ of Nazareth and are, like, friends with the Pope. And so we would go to midnight mass, whatever, do the whole thing, open presents. And I obviously really wanted to see Wolf of Wall Street. So me and my parents go.
Oh my God.
And my mom's face when, like, what's her name's getting eaten out, or he's like eating out, like he's like
the
sniffing
asshole.
Coke.
Yeah, he's sniffing coke out of the girl's asshole.
I like forget what specific scene, but if you guys, if I just had a picture of what my mom's face was like. But then when we got out of the movie, I was like, oh no, because I didn't realize it was gonna be that bad.
Yeah.
She was like, I thought it was good. I'm like, you fucking liar.
Oh, wait, really? You think she was lying?
I think to this day she like feels bad.
It's a good movie.
Okay,
it's the world record of most fucks said in one film.
It defines millennial film. Like, it was a craze back in the day.
So fucking good.
I was like sort of working for Elite Daily back then, and they were, it was
was just their mantra. And Lauren and I saw it, I think like we saw it three times in the theater.
Yeah.
Three, four times. We were obsessed. We thought it could not get better than
I know. I was pissed. He obviously didn't get the Oscar, but then I realized why, because I think Dallas Buyers Club came out that year. But what was I going to say? That's also the best part of Christmas is all the like Oscar-nominated films that come out like this time of year.
Quick interruption. I just need to tell you guys about HelloFresh and how amazing a lifesaver it was for me last night. I went to the grocery store. I was like, all right, I'm going to cook this pasta. I'm going to try and make it my own. And then I got to the grocery store and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go through all the work of buying it all. I have HelloFresh at home. And I made an amazing lobster ravioli and shrimp with tomatoes and tarragon cream sauce. So fancy, so delicious. That's one thing I love about the meals. I would have never tried to cook something like that. Like lobster, it's way out of my comfort zone, but they make it so easy. I really enjoyed using this service. It made me feel like I was a chef in my own kitchen, which is so much fun. HelloFresh is really so convenient, and you can select a delivery day for when it works best for you and for your busy schedule. Especially during the chaotic holiday season, I highly recommend making your life easier. Do away with time-consuming meal plans and grocery shopping. If you'd like to try HelloFresh, I really think you should. Go to HelloFresh.com and use our promo code
IDGI30
to save $30 off your first week of deliveries.
You know what Christmas is to me?
What?
Leo movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Leo doesn't release a movie outside of December.
There's not one coming out.
No, not this time. Year.
So it's not Christmas.
It's not Christmas without a Leo
He's
movie.
He's out saving the polar bears.
Think about the amount of times that I saw like...
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can. I saw six times in like
Aviator,
6 weeks.
The Revenant.
The Aviator. I didn't see the Revenant more than once. And then...
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. Then Gangster.
Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York. What else was there? Was that it? Those are the ones that define Christmas to me. I mean, the Titanic came out 20 years ago this month.
I know. Anniversary. What was the guy's name? The real guy's name? Jordan Belfort?
Yeah.
Guys, I literally think my parents liked the movie so much after that that they signed up for a seminar and like went to hear the real Jordan Belfort.
Wait, really? So they actually did like it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she doesn't have to like the movie to like go, but they thought his story was like so fascinating.
It is fascinating. He should have stopped.
So crazy.
He should have fucking gone somewhere.
Speaking of movies, I want to talk about your favorite, like, well, okay, actually, Love Actually. Do we get Love Actually?
I hate that movie. I don't understand why everyone loves it.
Okay, so I just watched it fully from start to finish. Like, I think this might be the third year in a row I've done it from start to finish during Christmas. And I still don't get it.
I've never seen it.
I don't really
get it. I mean, I like it. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, but to me,
nothing makes me feel all the feels.
That's what I'm saying. Ashley, if you really like a movie, don't you want to watch it over and over again? Kind of like how I feel with The Holiday and like Sex and the City. If you really like something, you like really enjoy it, that you'd want to watch it again. I saw Love Actually, never wanted to see it again.
Don't know why people freak out over it. It's cute.
I'm
it's nice.
So
it's on. I watch it when it's on, but I don't get the hoopla over it.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited though that the world, isn't it crazy how like the world literally stops for like a week and a half?
It during, is so nice.
During like the entire world.
Yeah.
Or America, at least I'm saying, just stops. It's like so nice to not do anything. But then do you guys ever get, you guys never get sick of being home. I was just going to ask.
Yeah, no.
Cause there's times for me where I'm like home and I'm like, all right, I got to get out of here. Like, this is why I moved out. Way too long with the parents.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think sometimes Laura and I...
You guys love being home,
We
though.
Love being home. I think the only thing is sometimes mom and dad, like, don't even get that we're, like, adults and, like, we know how to, like, live life on our own sometimes.
You guys are definitely back home ballers.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
You go home and you get... It's, like, Hotel Iconetti.
Yeah, that's true.
That shit is... That's why I go
It's like, take us to dinner now. I'm hungry. Mom, can you bring me my coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's fucking grade A service. But another funny part of going home for me personally is like all the people that come out of the woodwork. They're like, let's hang out, especially the guys that, like, you know, you used to like hook up in the car with
in
the McDonald's.
Everyone has given up on me. I haven't had those texts for years.
I've never had those texts. Surprise.
I just got one. They're like, hey, we should get sushi when you're like back in Boca. And in my head, I'm like, I know what you're doing. I get so stressed. So you guys going home because I have like so many friends to see that I never see because I never go home. And then
like
I'm like,
limited it down now.
Yeah. And I feel like as the older we get, it's like, you can't see everyone.
Right.
Well, you go home.
You can only see the people that you actually care about.
Like, you can't spend a day off, like, wasted getting coffee with someone you barely talk absolutely. About.
Because it would be much better spent on the couch with your mommy.
Exactly. Oh, man. I don't know. But I'm obviously in Florida and love going to the beach and stuff, but I'm jealous you guys get, like, a cold season Christmas.
I know. Yeah.
What's your best Christmas memory of, well, for me, of recent year has got to be when we went to Aunt Debbie's 2 years ago. We introduced my dad to Cards Against Humanity, and that's it was just one. Me, our cousin, Lauren,
cousin
our cousin's boyfriend, and our other cousin. So my dad was sitting in a room.
At the kids' table.
Only 20-somethings in this room.
Oh, my God.
And my dad was learning to play Cards Against Humanity, and he lost his freaking shit. He was like, there was one where we paired up, and he had to read them out loud.
He goes,
your dad gets so into things.
Yeah. I pull my foreskin out of Tom Cruise's ass or something. And he wheezed and laughed for a century.
I can picture your dad laughing.
It made me so happy. Like, that was one of my best adult moments with my father.
Yeah, when he pulled his foreskin out of Tom Cruise.
So gross. Lauren and I were just talking about, like, how we need to play the basic bitches and the what it...
It was basic game? Bitch, what do you mean?
What do you mean by fuck Jerry?
So good.
What is it?
We played that at Maddie's Christmas party, and it shows, like, a picture, and then you pick the caption for it, but it's all, like, the basic bitches... Like, when your friend says, let's go to brunch, but you still blah, blah, blah. And it was really funny.
So is it, like, kind of a play on Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, yes. It's like Cards Against Humanity, but with memes.
And you
on
pick
the
out
internet.
Which is the funniest caption for the picture.
We need to get that and play
that. I'm going to get it tomorrow.
You guys should play with your dad.
Yeah?
And
do you think that is funny?
Oh, no. Well,
regular what do you mean probably.
Do you guys think our parents understand memes?
No.
I don't think my
parents
get it.
They don't get the millennial humor whatsoever.
But think about it. Like, to be an adult, I probably wouldn't get it either. I'd be like, it's a picture and text. Like, what are you laughing at? And, like, it's actually, like, astounding and fascinating to me that I find it humorous. I'm like, because when you take a step back, it's a picture, and then you read it in, like, this voice in your head that's like, sarcastic.
And you imagine the scenario.
How do we all know how to do that? Were we, like, given that gift out of the vagina? Like, how do we know?
We've evolved by the things we watch. And...
It's so funny. I don't know if any other generation's sense of humor is not relatable to the others as much as ours has been.
It's like no one gets our sense
of
humor.
Like, Lauren and I, our favorite musical is this play called Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. And it was catered to the most specific age range. Like, if you were above the age of, like, 34, it came out in 2010. Mm-hmm. So, like, back then, if you were above the age of 34, I don't think you got it. And we just thought it was just the funniest, most entertaining
thing. It's the most exquisite piece of art I've ever
seen. I just let, like, my parents don't get the snap filters, like, everything.
No, Dad likes snap filters.
Instagram. Like, they don't get it. And it's, like, so funny to me.
That's what gets frustrating when you're at home, because, like, you're talking in this language that only we understand, and then you're trying to explain something funny to them, and then they're just blank faces. I'm like, you know what? Get out of here.
What freaks me out when I go home is, like, my hundreds and thousands of cousins that I hang out with, and they're just, like, get older. And I, like, for me, for some reason, people just stay the same age in my head forever. Mm-hmm. Like, when it's, like, cousins like that you see, like, every, like, once a year. And then I come back and they have, like, all these followers on Instagram, and they're like an IG model. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, really?
Yes. These, like, my little cousins, like, they're all on Instagram just posing. And it kind of freaks me out. Like, I'm scared to have kids. I feel because of that.
Really?
Yeah.
You want them to be younger cousins. Yeah. I feel like our cousins, all of them, look at us like we are the most extra outrageous bitches ever.
We are so the most extra outrageous bitches
They're
ever.
They're just like, Lauren is like, whenever she's around our cousin Jill, who you met, she's always having some boy crisis that she's making up in her head. And then I'm always like stressing over someone who I'm not dating. She's just like, who are these girls?
Wait.
And where did my genes go right?
Ashley brought up a great topic for the I Don't Get It podcast.
Yeah.
The Christmas text.
The Christmas text.
Do you get it? Like, so many years I have been in the gray zone with guys where I've been like, is he going to text me on Christmas? Do I text him on Christmas? Mm. And it's just so, I don't know why, it like gives me anxiety thinking about it. And I'm actually really happy that this year I'm not going to have
that
anxiety.
I don't think it matters either way, because, like, it's such a generic thing to say. It doesn't mean anything.
But I feel like
if you're reaching out to someone on a holiday, because you remember last year, Lauren, on New Year's, and I'm sure we'll do a podcast.
Well, New Year's
on
is
New
different because that's the person you think of romantically. But on Christmas, it's like, Merry Christmas.
Okay, so it is different. It's not like the equal to New Year's then.
No, because you want that New Year's text because that means I'm thinking of you. I wish I was kissing
New
you.
New Year's is well, so much more important than
we should do a whole
Christmas.
Podcast on how much I hate New Year's.
I don't understand at all. People, well, okay, fine. If you're going to personalize it, then yes. There are certain people who just pop into my head where, like, I think it's very meaningful for them to say, like, Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas.
Right.
But if you're just simply saying Merry Christmas without, like, little, like, additional, like, thanks for, you know,
like,
you
the
mean
impact
so much
you
to
had,
me this
yeah.
year, blah, 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 then yes. But if you're just going to, like, send the standard, like, Merry Christmas with a Christmas tree, like, I didn't need that from you.
No.
Yeah.
It was nice, but didn't need it.
I agree. Yeah, but if it's the guy I'm into or I have a crush on, I definitely want a Christmas text.
All I've ever wanted to do in my life was have a guy in my head. Well, actually, not in my head. That happens plenty of times. A guy in my life during Christmas to think of while listening to the Christmas, the instant Christmas CD.
Yes. Or just like watching Christmas movies and like putting them in it.
Yeah.
You know,
in the instant Christmas CD, they talk about like lying under the fireplace. Mm-hmm. And forever, I feel like that is the most romantic thing you can do with someone.
That is pretty romantic. Damn, I need to get me a fireplace.
Ice skating.
Ugh. So cute. Stuff.
Yeah. But it is that time of year that you definitely feel the most alone when you're single.
Yes, absolutely. And Gergie agrees.
Gergie's alone.
Gergs?
Yeah, it is the time of year. I was going to say, I think New Year's over Christmas, but yeah, it's the same time of year.
Well, New Year's, I feel like you can avoid. Like, I feel like, you know, our plan this year was to just not...
Ashley
to,
and I
not
I,
go out at all.
I made Ashley go out last year. I was like, no, we should go out. And like, I got a dress and like, and I fuck you guys. I literally hate New Year's with a passion. I just think it's so overhyped. I'm from South Florida. So it's like, everyone's at the Fountain Blue. They had to pay $1,000 to be there. It's like, I don't know. Everyone's out. And there's just so much hype over it and so much bad sequence dresses out there that
you know,
I just
people are
can't...
still buying those. They're still in Topshop. So like people are still buying them. Like, don't you have one from 12 years ago you just could wear?
I just don't. I hate it. I really hate New Year's. So I made Ashley go out and of course it was miserable.
Well, and we thought it was going to be like a nice extended dinner where they're going to feed us a lot. What they did was like put the smallest plates on the table for sharing.
It was
and there
bad.
Was those bitches at the table with us.
Yeah. And then it's like, ooh, all these, like, you know, these girls that are, you know,
they're very young, they're fresh to LA.
Their dress is super short and they're just like, want to be in the scene. And we're just not part of the scene, Ashley.
No,
we're just
not. Those were scene girls who, like, they think they move here and the only thing they can do to socialize is to, like, go out with promoters and they don't say anything and they just, like, nod their head and make you feel awkward because they can't talk.
I think it's funny. I would laugh in their face if they made me feel awkward.
Some of them are really nice, but it's like, also, I just, no, you don't need to do it. No. So this year we were like, we're not fucking doing it. But we left and we got Taco
we're not
Bell.
Fucking leaving.
Right.
Wait, where's that from again?
That's from Wall Street.
Oh yeah. I'm not fucking leaving. Yes. So we're gonna stay right here. We're gonna have our Postmates.
We need to start quoting.
Are we gonna be here for that New Year's?
I don't know. I just got word today that plans. I think I may have to be here for New Year's.
Oh no way. Here as in LA.
Here as an, I have to be here on the 28th probably.
Oh, which
sucks.
That's annoying.
I know.
I'm gonna be here as in LA, on my couch eating Chinese. And if you guys see an Instagram post of me not on my couch eating Chinese, it's because there's potentially a guy there that that can make my night. Or I just got a really cool outfit that I want to take
that
a picture.
Make your night
No, I told you guys I'm taking a break. But January, I'm getting back out there again. It's happening. It has to happen. I have to start seriously dating in January. Like, it's a thing.
You're going to make it your job?
It's going to be, like, a thing again that I have to undertake that I've been ignoring for, like, months, I feel like. So, yeah.
Press pause. Another holiday season dream of mine has been to get somebody that I'd want to kiss under mistletoe. Yes. And then they'd have to kiss me. But...
That's never happened before. Why don't we just put mistletoe everywhere?
I had mistletoe from Trader Joe's on my door last year, and it didn't happen for me, so I like didn't put up this year. I feel like it was like a curse.
Well, see, I think things are curses too. So, Lauren, we don't have seasonal scents in our apartment anymore because we used to have. I know you
I
brought
bought them.
In. I know you brought them in, and I know they smell good. But Lauren, I really think I thought that we used to overload on pumpkin scents when we were really depressed one year,
so basic.
Or maybe like 2 years. And, you know, we were like, well, the best we can do is at least feel like pumpkin-y.
The next time you call me a CUDA, I'm bringing this up, Lord. I feel pumpkin-y.
So we've, in California, I've made it a thing that we don't do the holiday scented stuff.
Okay.
Because it makes me nostalgic of sad times during the holidays.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, except for now she brought all these Christmas smells.
But they smell clean and good, and they're not pumpkin.
I love Christmas smells. Pumpkin thing. Mistletoe reminds me of Lizzie McGuire kissing Aaron Carter.
Ooh, girlfriend!
Speaking of Aaron Carter, we have to hang out with him
soon.
Oh,
for sure.
Oh, yeah. How's he doing?
He's apparently doing much better.
He compared himself to Taylor Swift this year. Couple weeks ago.
What'd he say?
I don't know. I think he said his music is comparable to Taylor Swift.
Well, it's really good. Both of them are very good.
We do need to hang out with him.
I'm going to take a quick break, you guys, and talk to you about Omaha Steaks. So let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get our family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, in the search bar, and that's 75% off. When Ashley and I got our Omaha Steaks box, we were like, oh yeah, we get Omaha Steaks. And then you open it up and there is so much variety and meat in this box, and we ate like kings for a long time. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to my listeners. Listen to everything that you will get for less than $50. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning pack, plus you get 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. So go to omahasteaks.com and enter our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, in the search bar and get 75% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
You know what I don't get about the holidays and what people like get excited over?
What?
Is the stupid red cups from Starbucks.
Oh my God.
Who in the fuck cares if what your Starbucks cup looks like?
Who cares?
Some people genuinely care.
Oh my God. People get so excited about these decorated cups that you throw away. Do
they
you
look
keep
the
them?
Exact same every year.
Also, I don't really go to Starbucks anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm way more excited about the little joy cups from Dunkin'.
You know what's so funny? I get so annoyed with like people that are so LA, and then I go home, Ashley, and my mom's like, what do you want? And I'm like, no, I'm not eating dairy right now. And then she's like, let's go to Starbucks. And I'm like, no, I would rather support a local business.
No, you've never said that.
I swear on my life, this is a person I've become. I'm very annoyed by it, but like, it's so annoying. But wait, can we talk about Christmas lights for a second? Did you guys used to decorate your house? Like, go
mom does all decorations. You saw.
Oh, yeah.
My mom
goes all out.
She goes all out. Like, we could have one of those model magazines. You know how sometimes people do like Christmas home tours?
Yeah.
Like, my mom could actually put us on the map for that. She decorates the inside more than the outside. And I think our house just isn't like, it's never going to be like, it's a very lovely looking house from the outside, but it's not made for Christmas decorations.
Oh, okay. We always put up Christmas lights
no,
on
mom
the house.
Does it.
Oh, but
on the
not,
house?
Yeah, like
oh,
outside.
She does the trees.
We're like
and
more
she does
of like,
candles.
The neighborhoods in Florida go crazy, you guys. Like, would you ever drive around like with your family and like go look at lights?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. And then there's the classic houses in the
apparently
neighborhood.
Apparently, if
where
you put lights on palm trees, it looks like big dicks.
Yeah, I saw that meme too. So now I'm going to look at it in Florida.
If you don't put it on the leaves and you wrap it around the thick,
thick like part under the palm tree. I'll start tweeting pictures.
Please
of,
do. Thank you.
Palm trees.
Are you colored or white lights?
We do. Okay, so we did way colored like back in like the 90s and 2000s,
right.
Like the multicolor ugly ones. And then
the ugly thick ones or
the
little ones?
Ugly thick ones. We had like a bougainvillea. Do you guys know what that is? It's
no.
Like a big bush flower.
The ugly thick ones are supposed to be ironic now though.
Yeah. So those, we used to do those and then the little multicolor ones on the tree. And then my mom transitioned to the white icicles. You know, the icicles were a big thing when those came out.
Yeah, they were. We thought they were the coolest thing.
I'm not, I don't know. Okay, so as much as I want to say that I love white lights and they're classy, which they are, I love, when we were younger, have two Christmas trees.
Oh.
So we would have the big fake one in the foyer, and then we'd have one in the basement, in the family room in the basement, and it would be real and colored. And that one always felt so much cozier to me.
Of course it's cozier.
I'm so jealous. We've never had a real Christmas tree ever. My mom always did the fake trees. And also, it was like Florida. It's not really like a place where like, I mean, they have trees, but like, my mom didn't want to like clean her up.
I wouldn't want to clean that shit up.
But
either.
I'm definitely going to do dangerous that. Too. But I'm going to do that for my kids because I always wanted a real tree.
Yeah. I'll do one, yeah, until they're 10 and then they're getting a fake one.
Did you guys believe in Santa?
Oh my gosh, Santa stories, great idea.
so lame.
I know, I'm chock full of them.
So, Merry Lauren, Christmas. Please, you haven't talked very much. Explain when we started to believe that Santa was real again.
Okay, so I think Ashley was 12.
And I was like 11. I think I was in fifth
11,
grade.
11, and by that time I was 10, I was
nine.
And so at 9 and 11, we were like, okay, well, you know, Santa's not real, whatever, it's fine. And then we come down Christmas morning, and all of the, like, gasoline logs from the fireplace are, like, broken and in the living room. And we're like, dude, Santa's real. Because mom and dad would never break these really expensive fake logs.
Yeah, we had just gotten the gas fireplaces.
Wait,
and my
did your mom break them?
So our parents literally broke
them.
Shut
up, your parents are so good at Christmas.
And I mean, we were convinced. We knew that there were $500, and we're like, there's no way they would break $500 logs just to prove to us this. So
Santa's real.
They broke $500 logs?
Yeah.
That is the craziest story.
No, they
I've
still,
ever
like,
heard.
Used them in the way that they did. Like, it was right. still aesthetically pleasing, but right. it's not the way they came.
Right.
And, yeah, that made me believe for,
I
like, another
mom
year.
I made you. She probably trying to trick me. She was like, oh, Ashley should be old enough to know this.
Yeah, and then the next year, I was in sixth grade, and my mom was like, you know Santa's not real,
I'm like,
right?
Then why the logs?
And I was like,
then why the logs?
I was like, yes, mom. I was pretty darn sure Santa wasn't real, but you really threw me off last year.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe
hilarious.
She said that to you. When did you find out Santa wasn't real?
Okay, so my story's very tragic. at a very young age, but it was ruined by when I lost a tooth. And I put it under my pillow. And did I tell you guys this story?
No.
My parents were in my room late at night. And my mom was like, all I have is a 5. Like, to my dad. Like, they were, like, looking in their wallet. And I woke up, obviously cried, realized Tooth Fairy isn't real. And then next day was like, okay, so is Easter Bunny real? Is Santa real? Found out all in one day. No one's fucking real. And that was my childhood.
Oh, my God. They should have been like, the Tooth Fairy asked us to do this.
I was so smart, though, that I was like, all right.
I was like, okay.
I was like, if you're giving me money under my pillow if I lose a tooth, you're the one buying my Christmas presents.
I'd never wake up when they put money under my pillow.
Ever. Never.
They were truly
fairy-like. My mom was very loud.
There was one time that our parents accidentally gave us a $20 bill. And the next morning, my mom said to my dad, she was like, I think the Tooth Fairy couldn't see in the dark last night. That's a lot of money.
She totally meant to give us a 20.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for everyone that listened that celebrates Hanukkah. Sorry if that was really annoying.
And if you
and
do.
And Kwanzaa and anything else.
I don't think Kwanzaa even exists anymore.
Kwanzaa exists, you guys. And some people don't celebrate anything because they're Jehovah's Witness.
I think Jehovah's Witnesses celebrate Christmas.
No, I thought they don't celebrate anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I lost one of my best friends because she was Jehovah.
Oh.
I didn't tell you this either?
No.
I had
would
a birthday
she die
party.
Of boredom?
I had a birthday party. She's my best friend. She couldn't come because she couldn't celebrate birthday parties.
No
and I was
way.
Like, if you're not coming to my birthday party, you're not my best friend. And like my parents tried to explain to me it was like for religious reasons, which like I didn't understand.
Savage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
They don't celebrate anything in life?
I don't think they celebrate like birthdays or holidays.
Hmm. That's sad.
Yeah.
But you guys.
But it's not sad because they're fine with it and that's what they believe, you know.
You guys who are Jewish and Muslim out there, let us know your Christmas. Oh, fuck.
That's staying in. Let us know your what? Your Hanukkah.
Let us know
story?
Your traditions
and also, any interesting stories that you have from it.
Also, if you have any bachelor Jewish men that are my age, slide them in my DM at Naz Perez on IG. Baruch atah Adonai, Elohenu Malacha Alam.
Okay. So our grandmother, our only living grandmother, is the quarter of which Lauren and I are Jewish. And that is our bubby. Our dad was brought up celebrating both. We don't really know how you do this, but celebrating Christmas with a Catholic father and Hanukkah with a Jewish mom. And she recently talked to Naz, and Naz started spewing Hebrew lines to her. And she was like, who is your friend? Why haven't I met your friend? And she's also like so classic that she's like, our grandma drops this line in real life where like Laura and I will be like, dating someone and we'll be like, he does this, and she's like, ugh,
can't you date a professional?
You girls deserve a professional. And I'll be like, he's a professional athlete.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, no, like a doctor or a lawyer.
That's hilarious. The only reason I know Hebrew is because I grew up in Boca, and everyone there's Jewish. But I was very jealous of people that celebrated Hanukkah because they got presents for 8 days.
Yeah.
So, were you guys ever jealous of them?
No, because I was like, we get so much in one day.
We get a tree. Also, like, you're such a loser.
Before this gets too politically incorrect, I think we're going to say adios, amigos, Feliz Navidad, and
Merry fucking Christmas.
And all the other
you
stuff.
You filthy animals.
I don't get it. Podcast.